With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The popularity of apples remains pretty constant, but the number of varieties available for consumers continues to grow. That has left some industry leaders to conclude that there might be too many varieties out there. But Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhover says it's important to put those comments into context.
Remember, those were the words of Kroger, one of the largest retailers in the United States, and the REW group out of Germany, who is also one of the largest retailers. So I found it interesting that it was consistent that the messaging was the same between two different continents.
That, Fryhover says, is the interesting part.
That's where the discussion begins. But obviously, I think there are a lot more varieties available at retail, a lot more competing space by variety, and of course, a lot more pressure on other products as well in the produce section.
Which is a lot to process.
People are confused. I think education is the key. You know, the opportunity to tell people what the expectations are when they pick up that apple is very important, and that's something that, we struggle with occasionally to get that message across, in particular in the U.S. domestic retail market.
And Fryhover says when you throw in organic.
So that just basically doubles, most of these new varieties, right? As an example, like Cosmic Crisp, it's a conventional apple, but it's also going to be grown organically.
Listen tomorrow for more on the expanding varieties in the apple market and what it could mean moving forward. Now, welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And Allison, let's continue talking about bitter pit in apples and how to control it.
Last week, we discussed what bitter pit is, a calcium deficiency in apples. So what can be done for trees that have exhibited bitter pit? Unfortunately, there's no silver bullet that can control it, but multiple cultural control tactics that can reduce it.
I would assume since it's a calcium deficiency, then one thing we could do probably is give the apples more calcium.
Yeah, several applications of calcium can help. Reduce stress on the trees by protecting the trunk from winter injury. Pruning helps to control the excessive growth, and soil samples will help guide what nutrients might be out of whack. Reduce growing super large apples. Work by thinning apples to prevent alternate bearing cycles. Try to keep apples cool on hot days by overhead irrigation or sunburn materials.
Well, good stuff. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.